USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cleanup crews in Alabama continue to search for survivors of the deadly tornado that ripped through Alabama Sunday. So far, 23 people have died, and Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for missing people.
We're concentrating on specific pockets. The search is not as in a broad spectrum.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says,
we are a tight-knit community of people, and today each of us mourns the loss of life of our fellow Alabamians.
Scotland Yard authorities say three explosive devices have been found in London, two near airports and one near a major train station. The packages were found at Waterloo Station and near buildings near Heathrow and London City Airport. One of the bombs did go off near Heathrow Airport, causing a small fire, which led to an evacuation. No flights have been canceled, no reports of any injuries, and we'll continue to follow this story. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A London patient might be the second to be cured of HIV. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An HIV-positive man's becoming the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. Doctors say the man from London has been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor and 18 months after coming off antiretroviral drugs. Doctors say highly sensitive tests have revealed there's no measurable trace of the virus in the man's body, though doctors caution the patient is functionally cured and in remission, but they say it's still too early to confirm that he's cured for good.
Today is Mardi Gras, also known as Fat Tuesday. Now, Mardi Gras marks the end of the celebratory season and the events that lead up to Ash Wednesday, which starts tomorrow. Over 70 different parades are taking place in New Orleans, and food, tradition, costumes, all a part of the festivities on Fat Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A growing number of counties in at least four states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, refusing to enforce gun control laws that they consider to be infringements on the U.S. constitutional right to keep and bear arms. One of those sheriffs is Cibola County, New Mexico Sheriff Tony Mace. He joins Fox News and explains his position.
Well, you know, we swore an oath to defend and support the Constitution and protect our citizens. And, you know, we want to protect their Second Amendment rights. We want to preserve those rights within our respective communities across the state. And with some of these pieces of legislation, we've not just in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment. And we figured, you know, there's these sanctuary status or preservation status will help us protect our constituents' individual rights within our communities.
Mace next explains why he's not a fan of universal background checks.
So that particular piece of legislation, the universal background check, will impact our shooting sports, our youth shooting sports. It'll impact the concealed carry classes that instructors teach across the state, because a transfer is a transfer. And in New Mexico, we don't have the mechanism in place to be able to follow those background checks. Even if they're purchased from a federal firearms license dealer under the 1984 Firearms Protection Act, that paperwork's destroyed after 30 days. So as a state law enforcement, we don't have any way to track those transfers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.